express yourself. Hello.
Oh, well.
My goodness. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, YK Delta and beyond.
Yeah,
it's November 3rd.
Chivac, too.
Good morning, Chivac.
Good morning.
And you're here, everyone. You're listening to another edition of Weekly Talk Line, where you get to call in, give your point of view. You can be anonymous if you want.
Absolutely. And you can do that by calling 543-5985. 543-2756, toll-free 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and anonymously, too.
Yeah, and we'll read your email over the air. Yeah, so we have, looks like we have a couple of calls coming in.
Good.
But I see, and John, you came well prepared for your session today. You've got a whole pack of Fig Newtons.
Fig Newtons, coffee, the newspaper.
That used to be my favorite as a child.
Fig Newtons?
Yes.
I really hated Fig Newtons.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I like them.
You've come
them
around
now.
To them now.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, when
okay.
you get old.
Okay, we've got John Nick on the line, and then probably we've got some things to read to everyone. But, John, good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Morning, Dan and John. How you guys doing?
Good. We're doing fine.
Foggy, but it's getting clear.
Yeah.
Once we say something, it'll clear.
Yeah.
Usually when you say something, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah. That got it.
Be
okay,
careful.
Here's another good one for you, John.
Okay.
I finally heard Tom on the line.
Tom.
The Delista spokesman.
Leonard?
I remember it's been a while. About 2 weeks ago, I talked about the voting procedure.
Right.
And I've been thinking a lot about it lately. You know, the people who run on that board are actually, some of them are employed by Jurista. Like Margaret Piola, Willie Casale, and some of them work for Jurista. Yet they go on that the board member. That creates a conflict of interest. It would create nepotism in some sort of a way. It'd be one-sided issue. And that way, we're always on the losing end every time because of that discrepancy there. You know, when you run for the board member, a representative from that village unit should be there from that village alone and not employed by Jalista. That creates a conflict of interest. That's if you want to say it, that's corruption right there. It's corrupt to run a corporation that has one-sided issues and you can never go forward. You know what I mean?
Wow.
In explaining in a way where you're employed by Jalista and you run for the board, that's not right. That's being one-sided on each issue that you present to the board. And that's why we have so difficult times on it. They need to change it where a person can run for the board, but he can be at large, meaning any unit that he represents, he can run for, not just one person. The way they have it now, they have it locked in. We'll never get out of that system unless, you know, something's done about it. We need to have something done about it so we can have an honest corporation instead of being one-sided all the time. I asked Tom to call about that one time. He never did call back. Why? Maybe because they told him not to say nothing about it. That's how things go by. Don't say a thing about it. Be quiet. You know, I'm probably one of the target lists on the most people that been after Jalissa because I've been after him a long time. We need to have a good corporation. It's a good one, though, but it can be much better by communicating with others and running an honest election. So I'm glad I got that out. So you're a little better now. Maybe they'll tell me the answer.
At least,
you'll surprise us?
At least the dividends are rolling in.
Yeah, we could have a lot more bigger dividends, too. You know, I could complain about that. But anyway, I'd like to wish everyone a good weekend. Please be careful. They're really slippery after even the mud is short.
Yeah.
It's got that sheen of ice, and watch your speed. And I've noticed some people revving around like the little kid, you know, doing this kind of like a spinning, you know.
Oh,
that's
no.
Dangerous.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't see what the hell, what the heck they're showing.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I don't know what the heck they're showing by showing off like that. Mm. I apologize for it.
That's all
right. Well, they're cool.
Oh, yeah, really cool.
Cool so and hip,
so
young
you
people.
If you have an accident, then it can be so cool.
No. It'll be cool in the hospital bed with the
either that or in jail.
Okay.
Okay,
oh my
everyone,
gosh.
Please wear your life jacket and don't drink and drive. And when you're out there in the river, please be real careful. There's ice in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you could easily tip over.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
And everyone have a good weekend, safe weekend.
You too, John.
Yep, you too, you and John too.
Hey,
okay.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
yeah.
Bye.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right.
Do we have another caller?
We do. Okay, we have Tico, I think. Or they can correct me if I've got that wrong. It's typed up as Tico. Good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, it's me, Tico from Tiwik. Well, good morning to you, both of you.
Okay.
Yes, and the people of Whitehead Delta and all of you guys, have a good morning.
Oh,
good
thank
morning.
You.
Chivak.
Yeah, good morning.
Oh, Chivak.
What's his name again?
Tico?
Tico, okay.
I think, from Chivak.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave us our morning greeting, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are we supposed to read this
one? Oh, yeah, I have something here from Napichuk. Due to unforeseen circumstances, Napichuk Limited Corporation annual meeting of shareholders has been postponed from Saturday, November 4, 2017, to Saturday, November 11, 2017. Time and place of the meeting will remain the same. If you have any questions, feel free to call 907-527-5726. And that's from Nunapichok Limited. Good morning.
Okay, thank you. So we have Tom from Chilisto on the air. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
We're doing great.
Good.
So I didn't hear all of the call and all the questions that just came in. So could you guys give me a quick recap? I heard something about the units.
John,
well,
it was some about conflict of interest.
Right, and he said that some of those people on the board, like he mentioned some names, were on the board, but working for Chrysler Corporation. And he thought that was kind of like nepotism.
Or conflict of interest.
Or conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can't think of any board member that works for the board. In fact, there was a change made to our policies that you cannot be an employee of the corporation and be a board member. So, for example, right now, I'm the communications manager. I cannot also serve as a director.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so maybe he was referencing before that rule. I don't know. But that rule seems to address what
right.
he brought up.
Yeah, and maybe if he hears that, then he'll know that they're not working for the board members do not work for the Chilisto Corporation.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're not employees.
Right, not employees.
So, as a director, you do have a fiduciary responsibility to represent and support the corporation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's true of any corporation, not just Chilisto. But, you know, that's different than being an employee.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that answers the question, but I was also wondering if I could just give a couple other quick updates.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Do.
Okay. Last week I called and told everyone about the huge contest where you could win an ATV.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah. So Chilisto shareholders, you want to have your stock will on file with us by 5 p.m. on December 1st. So we're only 4 weeks away, and you know, make sure you allow time for that stock will to get to us. It has to be signed. There have to be witnesses. It has to be notarized because this is a very significant legal document. But every shareholder, Trilista shareholder, that has a stock will on file by 5 p.m. on December 1st is entered to win three big prizes. The big one is the ATV. Second prize is 50,000 Alaska Airline miles. And third prize is a $1,000 gift card.
Wow. To where? A gift card?
It's a general gift card. So it's like a Visa or MasterCard, so you can use it anywhere.
Oh,
that,
I see. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
How can I become indigenous please, real quick and get in on this?
I know. Marry me. Then you,
John!
Then,
oh, my God. Then we'll have our stock will in.
Right.
Oh, okay. By December 1st.
Yeah, but the full rules are on our website, TrilistaCorp.com. Always, you can give us a call. We're right there in Bethel at Watson's Corner, whether you live there or you're flying through town. Mm. Please don't hesitate to stop by or even in our Anchorage office as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's great.
And, of course, last week we also announced the Aculista dividend, so that'll be out November 20th.
Right.
Yeah, and that dividend was 100 and something, right?
$1.79 a share. So
okay.
For the average shareholder, yes, $179.
Okay.
And that's the second dividend this year.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tom. And we really appreciate you calling in, clarifying things, and also giving updates on other matters. So thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I must have missed the other call that John was talking about, so I apologize about that. But if I hear my name, hey, I'll give a call.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Good.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So we have another caller lined
up.
James is on the line. Good morning, James. Welcome to Talk Line. Good morning, James. You're on Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, maybe just speak up.
I was just wondering about a simple question. I was wondering if there's a place to check up city and state spending on anywhere.
Are you wondering about like the City of Bethel budget and how it's spent?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think you could probably contact the city clerk, Lori Strickland,
mm-hmm.
and she could guide you to how you could get that information. And that is public information, so you should be able to find out.
Yeah. Just wondering, just Lori Strickland checked up? Or ask her?
Yeah. She's just right there at City Hall.
Oh. Yes. Wondering why they don't post it for the budget or city spending or whatever.
Okay. So, James, I think that answers your question.
Huh. And, I don't know about city manager or planners or anything, but being paid $100,000 a year is...
Oh, and then you're wondering about salaries.
Yeah, just people getting overpaid and underworked and complain about it or something, and I don't know.
Okay.
That's great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You should check into things like that, definitely.
Is that all?
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I got a little information about where all the new alcohol taxes are going, and this is an update on the Community Action Grant Program.
Now, can I clarify one thing, John?
Go ahead.
So the tax was 15%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, 12%. It got raised to 15.
Today.
And what you're going to talk about is what they're going to do with the 3%.
Right.
Not the whole tax,
which
is kind of questionable. But the 3%, go ahead, there, and then they got a plan for that. The city.
Anyway, the 12% goes to roads, police, and fire. And the 3% will go into a dedicated fund to be distributed to community projects by the CAG. Community Action Grant. Technical Review Board. These funds will be distributed to non-for-profit initiatives designed to mitigate some of the negative effects we've seen as a result of increased alcohol use in here in Bethel. The city's policy document on CAG board states that the purpose of the grant program is to advance and enhance the community's opportunities, sustainability, and well-being. The city encourages projects and programs with components that foster community wellness, direct impact to the community's vulnerable population, and or civic engagement of Bethel residents and project beneficiaries. So that's a good idea.
That is good. And they estimate that the amount of money of that 3% mm-hmm. will be about $200,000, mm-hmm. and then they will give out grants that may be hundreds of dollars, but maybe tens of thousands of dollars. So, and there's also openings on the Community Action Grant Committee.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would like to serve your community by evaluating the different grant applications, you can contact the city clerk.
Right.
And you can pick up an application packet to be a part of that committee.
Right. That's a good committee. They're going to be working for the benefit of the people here in Bethel.
Yeah. I kind of probably would like a little more than 3% toward mm-hmm. that fund. But that's a really good idea, and
that's
I'm so glad
start.
They did that. Yeah. It's
yeah.
awesome.
They could add to it later. And then nonprofit entities with plans for a project or program that promotes a healthy community can apply.
Yeah.
And this is only open to 501c3 nonprofit organizations.
No, it is not open just to them.
Okay.
It's for nonprofit activities, but mm-hmm. grantees are not required to be registered as nonprofit organizations with the federal government. So
yeah, good.
He wanted to make sure that it's open. So you might be a group, and if you can outline a really clear use of funds that meet their guidelines, mm-hmm. you have a good chance to be funded.
Right. So apply.
Apply.
Right.
Okay. And then there's another one, right?
A grant, John Malone fund grant applications available. Bethel Community Services Foundation is happy to announce that the application period has opened for the John Malone Fund Grant. It'll be open till November 17, 2017. The grant will be accepted by mail, email, fax, and online at bcsfoundation.org.
Now, this is a very, this one is a much smaller grant, mm-hmm. and this is a grant for to help those with disabilities, mm-hmm. so that's the focus.
Right.
Okay, so we have a caller. We have a caller on the line. Cesari is on the line.
Hi.
Good morning, Cesari.
I thought you were going to pronounce my name. You've attempted 3 times.
Hey.
No, well, it's because they cut my mic, I think. And then,
yeah.
Okay. Cesari.
Sometimes I think, in the city, they have, you guys talk about the budget. The city is one body, is one city, and there should be one section should be subsidized. Another section is not like, for example, Port have lots of money, so we're going to blow up whatever we got, or something that is necessary to blow up so much, or another port or the water and sewer, we're way behind, and we have to increase everybody else, and or fire station because they don't make it money, or pool, or another one making money. For example, maybe don't make it money, and so we're going to build maybe another $2 million office for the dump because they have money, and there should be all those things one money, one body. It's not separation. One of them abuse the money, another one don't have them, and public suffering. Mm. I think that is not right with the set up, you know. Mm-hmm. There should be new council. Just think about that, and they're in the power to change that. To one subsidize another one. It's not like, oh, we're in a different section, we're different city or what. We're still in the battle. And I'm talking about that alcohol, you guys been talking. Mm-hmm. On the 9th, there'll be meeting, because city, the AC really hard pushing and try avoid it, any step over, I be say, city council and go directly to the ABC board to approve the liquor license and the battle city planning approve them. But I can't see how they make it the driveway. If you look in the website and you see the planning plans for the driver state, you know where was that old Danica store? That is AC now, and they're going to put the liquor store, and if they put it, that's fine. If they're not, it's, but it'll be a disaster for the public. Because state not allow them to get directly to the highway because they have intersection to close, and the law not allow them. So they get somehow, somewhere, with the wider somebody, give them money or what, they have to give them lots of money, and these guys give them lease agreement to use their driveway over the gas pump. You have gas, and on the plant, you look the plant, and they're going right through the gas pump and turning right from the property, go over that last 7 and 8 number pump and go to the highway. First of all, they have to have somehow some regulation how far you go to the to avoid it any dangerous situation like that. Vidas is or Nordstor, the famous from breaking, and we have fire in there and all stuff. And I not think so. It's legally to go through to the gas pump, to the gas pump be inside the driveway. That's first of all. Secondly, you get boat and a truck with the boat, and all the driveway is locked up. You get summertime, rush hour time, is weekend, boats going to river, gassing up with the fuel. You have two, three, four trucks stay in line, and it's all parking, AC parking is locked up. And it's nobody go in, nobody go out. If something happened, I guarantee you there'll be big problem.
Now, you're coming in on your 30 seconds left, Cesare, so going to have to wrap it up here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If anybody want to protest or just go on the five-minute time on the 9 to city council, and if you don't want monopoly, and they see on all liquor stores in Bethel,
okay,
go to the city council and say, hey, we don't want that. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you, Cesare.
Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning. So, Jesse, call back. And now we have Helen. Good morning, Helen. Welcome to Talkline.
Thank you for taking my call.
Glad you called.
The five beavers that I helped create for cleaning a pond all winter, now there's blackfish in that pond. And if we could clean our ponds in the villages, you will have blackfish and beaver come back, or muskrats.
When you say clean the ponds, what do you mean?
Like the trash.
Ah.
In the winter, everything's frozen, so you can pull out bikes or...
Love it.
You know, really hardcore trash.
Uh-huh.
and just clear it, it'll help, you know. They want to live too, you know, those animals.
So did you go and clean trash yourself?
Yeah, the whole pond, I cleaned it all winter, and now there's 5 beavers.
Wow.
Yeah, 3 kids.
And blackfish.
Wow. Yeah.
And then there's people who go and try and destroy it. I witnessed someone trying to destroy it. I said, hey! And he said that it's causing flood at his house. And I said, no, it's not. I've walked all the way down. It's not touching no house.
Mm-hmm.
You're just trying to destroy something that's ecologically helping this area. I noticed the berries are growing better.
Uh-huh.
So I think we all need to do a better job of cleaning our ecological area of where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One thing I wanted to talk about is the trash that everybody throws. I pick it up and, like, it's like nobody cares.
Well, do you clean up around your area, you mean?
No, the whole Pinkies Park.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then next day, it'll be the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I think our homeless people or people who go party up there, it's like they don't care, they just throw.
Hmm.
Well, it's no longer a good place to party. They cut all the trees down.
I think they still do.
But John has to find a new place to party now.
Yeah, right.
No, I think it's they're still going through that area, even if it's...
even if it's clear? They have to do a lookout for each other.
Yeah.
But I wanted to commend you too, and Bethel people, because we do a lot for our community.
Mm-hmm.
I think not enough stuff happened in the communities. They're too personalized in their own way. Here in Bethel, we're not personalized. We do everything for... We do this, we do that, we volunteer, we do that. So I'm proud to be Bethelite.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
Good
Thank
morning.
You, Helen. Good right. morning.
Good morning. Well, we have a special guest, Diane.
Yes, we do. A real
welcome
honored
to,
guest.
Yeah, welcome to Talkline, Steve.
Steve Heimel.
Yeah.
Good
Howdy.
Morning.
Howdy.
Oh, it's so good to hear you.
Yeah.
Like right up close and personal, that voice
mm-hmm.
that I've watched on TV on Talk of Alaska and heard on the music shows that
I'm
you
I'm hardly
do.
Ever on there, but people still remember me being on TV.
Right.
I know.
Okay. And you know, and it's Talk. Just a studio cam.
Yeah.
There's nothing to watch but this guy holding fingers.
Yeah, Talk of Alaska, right?
Yeah.
We're going to be able to do that eventually here.
Yeah, we're
You're
thinking
inquired,
of doing that.
Right?
Yes. We're going to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Very
so
good.
It's real nice to have you here. Thank you.
Oh, I'm really happy to be here. A little foggy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're able to get out that noon. But I got some really good for lunch for you guys.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I smell it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. John's quite the chef. Does a really good job with that.
So you're doing what here this time?
I'm here helping the news department.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody getting a bit of training, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One-on-one.
Right.
You know how the broadcast skills and writing skills
mm-hmm.
and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've been doing and enjoying the town.
Yeah. We have some good
you
reporters
and,
now.
Johanna.
Yes.
Right.
Johanna and I are both here.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been living up there with the Ravens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're
upstairs, yeah. That's right. So everyone, our lines are open if you want to call in. You can also email, and we'll have Steve read our numbers for us today.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's 543-5985, which I think, doesn't that spell out the letters?
Yeah, KYUK.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And 543-2756.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also an 800 number, 995 800-995-8954. Do you have to do a one before that, probably?
Yeah.
1-800-995-8954. So the number again, 543-5985. If that's not enough for you, it's 543-2756.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can email radio@kyuk.org, but there is no readout in here.
Oh, no. The person in the booth will read your email.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And you may remain anonymous in your calls and mm-hmm. your email.
Yeah, Bethel being so small, though, you know, we know who everybody is.
Well, I know some voices.
Yeah, right.
We already know.
Yeah.
But it still makes a difference.
Yeah. So now, are you retired, or what do you do with yourself?
I don't know. I'm taking Social Security.
mm-hmm. Yeah, they're increasing, by golly.
Yeah. And I'm part of a group of old guys that get together about once a month and sit around. The oldest one is 90. The oldest one was almost 100, but then that was the end for him. He didn't last past.
No,
sorry.
98. Yeah, well, that's how it goes. That's how it goes when you get old, you know. And so I do that. And sometimes I come in and do the Talk of Alaska. They allow me to do that. And every Sunday I do the...
I was going to ask about the truck stop.
And
I love
play
that
all my,
show.
Awesome. All my old country music. Yeah, it's good, you know, because I was... I went into broadcasting in 1961,
mm-hmm.
so I have all this memory of all these things being hits.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They feel fresh to you.
Well, they are fresh.
That's good.
If it hangs around long enough, it gets good again, you know.
Well, you do have a good taste for music.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we enjoy mm-hmm. it. Really so we're gonna take a call here. We have Fritz. Good morning, Fritz. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, Diane and John.
Good morning.
Hello.
And Steve, too, is here.
Yeah, Steve Heimel.
Hi, Fritz.
Steve Heimel. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Great.
Good.
Having
you
fun.
Trying to stay out of trouble there, Steve?
So far. I was slipping around. I was walking around. It's slipping around because you never mm-hmm. know what's ice or what.
Yeah.
Ice or mud. Or
anyways, I got a couple of things. First off, our 26th annual Fiddle Dance fundraiser is going to be happening on November 24th and 25th here at the Bethel Regional High School. So the start times will be both nights at 7 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. And we have two bands chosen this year. First off is the Emo Demonic Band.
Wow.
And the second one will be the Northern Lights Band, originally from the Pontiac. Anyways, there's also tickets being sold at AC and probably a couple of other organizations like Raven and Grant and probably Swanson's and AC. Up until the fundraiser starts, and we will sell tickets over there at the Fiddle Dance fundraiser. So it's our 22nd annual Fiddle Dance fundraiser, and it's our 40th year this year of Bethel Search and Rescue. So it's going to be a huge event. So if you have your dancing shoes, come support Bethel Search and Rescue. This is our main fundraiser of the year, amongst our little fundraisers that we do on the side.
Now, Fritz, tell me real quick, Fritz, is that the 23rd and 24th? What was the date on that again? For the fiddle dance.
The day after Thanksgiving. Everybody knows that around here. It's the day after Thanksgiving, which is Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Every year for 22 years.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Except Diane, apparently. I just didn't know.
Well, now you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
But anyways, we do have other fundraisers available throughout the year, like 4th of July and some fiddle dance fundraisers off to the side and so forth.
Fritz, is Search and Rescue on stand down now because of freezing conditions on the river?
That I haven't heard yet. So far, Last week there was a bunch of ice coming down from upriver.
Mm-hmm.
When I looked at the river last couple of days, there was no more ice coming down. So, but the temperatures is going to be dropping here within by next week. So it's going to be pretty dangerous traveling.
Yep.
Night. So people better start stocking up on stuff, whatever they need. And if you're coming to make a run, you know, make sure you wait until you get home and then do whatever you want, not while or during traveling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can say don't bring alcohol, whatever, don't be drinking, don't be bringing alcohol to a dry village. We can say that all day long, but people are going to do it anyway. So the next best thing that we could say is do it, wait until you get home, not during.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the stupid things that a person can do is start drinking and driving and have an accident. And please wear your life jackets if you're going to be out there doing crazy irresponsible stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Coming up on your time there, Fritz.
And then one more other thing. Next week is Saturday is Veterans Day, celebrating all the veterans. And since there is no school on Saturday and there is no school on Friday, I believe, so on Thursday, on the 9th, there is going to be a veterans ceremony at the Bethel Regional High School Gymnasium. The times, if somebody can call in with the times, it's usually around after lunch or before lunch. I'm not sure what time it's going to be this year. So keep your ears tuned. As soon as I find out, I'll post it on Facebook websites for everybody to see on it's going on Bethel or Search and Rescue,
okay,
or
Fritz,
Veterans of the Delta,
Fritz,
and whatnot.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry to cut in, Fritz. You've reached your time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you. As you know, everyone, we have to keep everyone to about a five-minute limit. So
yeah, 5 minutes is lots.
And I have my trusty iPhone here to help with that. So, Kathy, thank you for waiting. Kathy, welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Steve, Diane, and John.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to send a reminder out. I don't know if anybody's called in this morning yet. And remind everybody that tomorrow night there will be a spaghetti feed at Gladys Jung Elementary to help support Amelia Akhenajok Jones, who was recently diagnosed with leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
This beautiful child and family will be uprooted from Bethel for the next 2 to 3 years while Akhenajok fights cancer. So come out tomorrow night, grab some spaghetti. It's going to be $15 a plate or $50 for a family of four. If anyone wants to help bring some salads, desserts, or sides, please feel free. We think we have enough people donating, and we'll be cooking enough noodles, bread, and spaghetti sauce. There will also be a fundraiser bake sale next Thursday morning at the Ayapon School, beginning at 8 a.m. Usually parents of the children bring in baked goods, but again, this is community-wide. We want to raise as much money as we possibly can, so if anybody from the community wants to bring in any baked goods and people from the community want to come and buy some yummy, delicious baked goods, come in, come support this beautiful family. There will be also a couple online raffles, so keep an eye out, including cuss bucks made by my mom. Yes.
Wow.
beautiful. So we will be doing much more fundraising going on through the next year or two. So keep an eye out. Keep us in mind if you have donations for raffles and such. I can be reached on Facebook or on my cell phone, 545-5368. We would love to support the Jones family as much as we can to keep them strong while they're supporting their little girl.
Mm-hmm.
You can also reach Ayapon at 545-1457 or Sephora Jones through Facebook. I don't have her cell phone with me right now. So call us. Let us know what you have for raffle items or whatnot. We'll take anything. We're going to be doing a lot of probably spaghetti feeds and fundraising for a while now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thank
good
you.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the lines are open if anyone would like to call in or send an email. I did get a text. Now, see, someone texted me, but this is anonymous, so I'm going to just read what they wrote. This is anonymous. Talk about how we as a family are supposed to do chores when living under one roof. Not only one person doing the chores.
Mm-hmm.
Guyana, because it gets frustrating when only one person is doing the chores.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So if this is your household, and this is an anonymous email, it could fit a lot of different households.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave it all to one
person. Well, it touches our household here. When I cook and bring the food, I have to wash all the dishes and stuff everybody used.
That is not right, John.
No, that's not right.
Okay. Then
you hear that, you guys out there?
So now, Steve, since our line's open, I want to ask you a question. You started in 1961. Are you amazed that public radio has maintained itself, especially in the last 25 years with the internet and all the kinds of media out there, and yet here we are today mm-hmm. doing a show like Talkline?
Well, it's really needed. It's become a different thing. It used to be like only at the colleges
mm-hmm.
and in the urban environments, and then it became a thing where it went where it was needed, which was in the more rural areas that didn't have really good radio of their own. Because what you need, in fact, the station I started at was in a little town in Pennsylvania, a population of 2,000-3,000 people.
Wow.
And that's not enough to generate advertising dollars. But the guy that owned the station, the way that he did it is he located his stations kind of like Walmart does, in communities that are small, but not too far from larger communities. And then he would sell the advertising. Salespeople would go to a larger city and undercut their radio stations. And it was a good business model. It worked.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But in public radio, they started out only at colleges, for the most part, colleges. And then it expanded to the rural areas. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's more needed, but that's where it needs more support
and then
as well.
It has the harder time getting support.
Yeah,
but
what
yeah.
happened was in Alaska, just happened the money to make the broadcasting infrastructure, public broadcasting infrastructure in Alaska, came along with the oil boom right at the same time that the community radio movement was reaching its peak, so that you have these public broadcasting entities in Alaska that are locally based. And it's really quite unique. It's mm-hmm. the most developed system of that sort in the whole country.
Nice. Okay.
But it's so often that we in Alaska are in the leadership and don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
This happens over and over again.
That's so, yes, interesting. Okay, well, thank you for that. I'm going to go ahead and take this call. Anonymous, welcome to Talkline.
Hey, well, I figured you might try to figure out who it is. But, hey, I just wanted to mention to everybody with this fog and stuff, people should be definitely using their headlights.
Wait, with the fog, people should be using their headlights. Yes.
That's right.
Oh,
okay.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just private people, it's companies too.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Visibility, always a good thing.
Yes. And this is the time of year when this fog comes and goes all day long, coming and going. So I wanted to also mention there was a really good... Mark Levy in the Delta Discovery wrote a really nice essay called The Bones in the Box, and he talked about traditional beliefs and practices on bones from animals, fish, moose, caribou, and how in the old days people took the time to actually cut those bones up, and if they weren't used to make a broth soup, broth of some kind, they were deposited respectfully on the tundra. Not in dumpsters, not next to dumpsters. So anyway, if you see the Delta Discovery, check out that story, The Bones in the Box. Now, I don't know if we have an anonymous caller or if that is from a previous anonymous caller.
I think that's the old one.
Yeah, we're training a new person in the booth, so
right.
He's learning. Gabriel is back in the booth along with...
Yeah, he's back at QAK. He's been here for many years before.
Yes.
So we're glad to have him here.
And Carolyn is helping him out. So mm-hmm. Our next caller is Bev. Good morning, Bev. Welcome to Talk Line.
I still got my swimming trunks.
Oh, this is Beverly Hoffman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He knows. For his birthday last year, I bought him swimming trunks and a pass to the swimming pool, and I haven't seen him there yet. So
I'm there in spirit.
You're there in spirit.
Well, I wanted to be the person that... drowning and...
Oh, and gets rescued by the people learning how to be lifeguards.
Right.
John was going to be the designated drowner.
Right.
Oh, well, I'll let them know that then, John.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I have two things on my mind. Okay. One is I just want people to know about the Lifesavers Endowment Fund. It's the fund that gives grants to the pool to support swim lessons and half price at the pool. And we did run out of 2017 funds and had to cut it back to just Saturdays. And it's like the permanent fund, the endowment fund. It grows, and we only take a portion of it every year to fund these type of things. And I will be sending out donation letters looking for funds to continue it through November and December and until we get our next disbursement. So it's just... got so popular that we were just shocked about the number of people that enjoyed Half Price on the weekends. And I feel really bad about having to cut it back to just Saturdays. But it is what it is, and please, folks, understand. And when we need cookies for the cookie sale or other fundraisers, please, like Bethel Gives is coming up, please participate in that because it goes to good things in our community. And I just want to put a vote in for Steve Heimel and Johanna Yurlich to move to Bethel because, you know, they're kind of like-minded people of Bethel, and we really enjoy having you in our community. It's awfully fun. And
Beverly, it was so wonderful to go over there and watch you and John getting the Halloween house ready.
Oh my gosh, they go for it too.
Yeah, I just was exhausted. I was fighting off a cold and standing out that night.
But you had a Bigfoot costume on. Nice and
pretty
warm.
Hairy, I thought.
That was fun. And thanks, everybody, for participating in that. My kids said they're going to come home and help next year, so we'll see. The other thing I wanted to talk about is a petition that's being circulated around Alaska. It's called Stand for a Salmon Initiative. It's an initiative petition providing for the protection of wild salmon and fish and wildlife habitat in Alaska. And I know Chilist and some other Native organizations aren't supportive of it because they're worried it will affect economic development. But, you know, we need to stand up for salmon. We need to make sure all Alaskans have a voice, particularly in rural Alaska, that our fish are going to be protected, our habitat is going to be protected. Melanie Brown was here at Saturday Market. She has Unicleet and Bristol Bay connections, ties. Mm-hmm. And I sat at her table and told her that I would continue circulating the petition in Bethel. And I encourage people to learn more about it. It's not stopping economic development. It's not doing that. It's just giving Alaska's people, a greater say on our rivers and making sure that we analyze impacts of any project that's coming forward and protects us. So
Beverly, I think it's important to point out that this is just to get it on the ballot. What they need is the way the legislature set it up is that you have to get a certain number of signatures on that petition in the rural areas of the state in order to get it on the ballot. Mm. So you can't just collect all your signatures in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau and be done with it. Mm. You have to get out all over the state and have to get support all over the state. Bethel could be an important part of that.
Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't want people to think that it's going to require more regulation or this and that. It's just too... It's been so long since anything has been amended with the state policies, and this just gives greater protection.
Can someone sign the petition here in Bethel? How would they do that if they
I'm going
to
be at Saturday markets, and and people can come there, or I'm probably going to try and be at a public place here as the deadline gets closer, and to tell you the truth, I'm not sure when the deadline is to get my petition in. Mm-hmm. But I will let people know where I'll be. And, read more about it, become more aware about it. It's just, like Steve said, it's just to get the initiative on the ballot to give Alaskans a greater voice, that we have more awareness and a greater voice. So, Guiana, everybody,
you.
Stay safe.
Thank you, Beth.
Yeah, good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling.
Now, I think there's another caller waiting. Oh, Lou is on the line. Good morning, Lou. Welcome
Hello,
to
Lou.
Talk Line. Oh, we accidentally got you cut off. So, Lou, please call back.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, he was looking puzzled in there.
Yeah, those buttons are very sensitive. I mean, you breathe on them and they switch.
They cut you off.
The same thing at KMBA.
Yeah?
Yeah, you just scoot across the hall and a little static burst, and all of a sudden, whatever he's playing stops.
Yeah.
Now, did you find when they started to put Talk of Alaska on TV, which they're going to do with Talk Line here, did you have to be careful of your facial expressions?
Right.
a little bit.
I think I have. I'm going to have to.
A little bit. But you have to be careful that you're not being disrespectful in a visual way toward your caller. You don't want to be holding your nose or whatever it is.
Rolling
so you have to be
eyes.
Conscious of that. I always wore a tie for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
I got a bunch of those already.
Yeah, I like ties.
Yeah, I like ties too. I love ties.
Yeah.
You got yourself official for those.
Well, the thing is, what women don't realize is that guys don't have that many choices or options in what they get to wear.
Uh-huh.
And so the tie is the one little thing you can, maybe shoes, you know.
You know, but hey.
You know, I use ties here once in a while.
Yeah. But technically... Yeah. Hey, no judgment. You can wear whatever you want, Steve. Mm-hmm. Honest.
And I do.
And I am totally cool with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway. People are shocked that I like ties and I have a huge collection of ties.
Well, it does seem a little
I don't seem the sort.
Off.
Yeah, it does.
So anyway, okay, so we should probably give out the call-in numbers again.
Right.
So Steve, do you mind doing that? And,
yeah, that's the deal. 543-5985. Hello. 543-5985, 543-2756. You get those? 543-5985. And an email is radio@kyuk.org. And what?
I'm waiting for them to turn the TV screen around.
We have an email to read.
And I think they're going to read an email. Carolyn, are you going to read an email? Okay, because we can't hear you when you were talking there.
Okay, we have an email. From a regional manager out in Anchorage. Good morning. I missed some of the announcement about the child with leukemia about 5 minutes ago on Talkline. I wanted to make sure the family is connected to Make-A-Wish Alaska and Washington. I sit on the board of trustees. We have an office in Anchorage also, and the contact is the Alaska regional manager. Can you please make sure the families that are listening out there, Ayapkhan Lottie Jones family, please connect with Stephanie O'Brien, the regional manager. I can give you the number here as well, but the number there is 375-9060. So thank you again for sending us an email.
I love it when radio does stuff like this.
Nice.
And that came from Anchorage, by golly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I will send that number to Kathy, who called in. I'll send her a text on that.
Wonderful.
So, Thank you. Thank you for calling in from Anchorage.
As I was saying, 543-5985 is the number, 543-2756 as well. an 800 number at 800-1-800-995-8954, and email is radio at kyuk.org.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we'll read your email over the air.
Right.
Now, if you happen to know me, you can text me, I guess, and I'll read your text.
Well, somebody did
anonymous,
text you
yes.
earlier when I proposed to you.
Well, you know what? I have to say,
that.
Yes, and that was a very special moment, and somebody texted me, oh, I heard somebody wants to marry you with a thumbs up, as if, wow, finally, someone wants to marry Diane.
Yeah,
and of all people, it's Mr. Active.
Mm. Yeah, right. But they said they wanted me to marry them, the guy who texted you. Or
No, she was complimenting me that you wanted to marry
me. Oh, I see, okay.
Yes, so.
Yes.
All
what,
right,
happens, what happens when a person did their 5 minutes? And then they call again.
Oh, well, they can do a call. Oh. They can come back for round two. Mm-hmm. And it's Helen coming back for round two.
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to commend Steve Heimel and Janice because I call their talk show, and because they always have hot topics, and then I do research, and then I call and say my piece. And I wanted to commend him here being in Bethel, so awesome. I wanted to ask you, Steve, how you are doing your retirement plan. Because I've done mine, and I got to wait till I'm 60. But I'm still, you know, trying to decide which way to go, and what have you done on your retirement plan? Bye.
Okay, Helen, thank you. Yeah, talk about retiring just for a moment, though. I'm 74, and I, you know, got a little retirement money from the job after 35 years. Mm. They match your contribution. It's a very small contribution, but they match it anyway. And I'm just... Look at the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And the 74 is young. You're right. And so once you're 70, your Social Security doesn't go up very much.
Well, this year I think it is.
But I mean, if you go to Social Security at the age 62,
mm-hmm.
you get a certain amount. But if you wait till 66, you get quite a bit more,
mm-hmm.
and so on. It keeps being more until you get to 70, and then it stays the same amount no matter how long you wait. Well, it goes up a little bit because you might be putting some into it.
Right.
So that's the main income. And then we're doing this this contract work for KYUK. That's a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so Johanna and I have both always done independent producing and then sold our work all kinds of various places or given away for free. So we're just continuing to do the same stuff we did. We just get to be more choosy about what we do. And that little retirement thing, it was in just some stock market. And so we got a financial advisor and said we'd feel better if it was in stocks and companies that we felt were better to the environment. Mm-hmm. So we flipped, what do they call it? It's not flip. What is the word for it? Rolled it over.
Oh, rollover.
Yeah, I rolled it over into one of those, the Domini Social Responsibility Fund.
Oh, so that your money is always question. Going to stuff that.
So, it was still yielding fairly well. It seems to me that sometimes it's even better than the regular old stock market stuff. And then, so that little bit of money's in there, you know, making more money. And you have to take a certain amount out every year, whether you need it or not. So there's that, and then we get to spend money on stuff, well, which is really an unusual experience.
Well,
when I turn 75 in January, I want to cross the equator for the first time.
Wow!
By boat, by on land, by plane?
Oh, by plane. We actually have some friends. We've been invited to Argentina. They're planting trees up there in Argentina. We're going to go. Visit that project.
Okay.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's go to Robert. Robert, good morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning, ma'am.
Oh, it's Mr. Hoffman.
Yes. I'm starting to hear about, I'm starting to hear over and over again the word subsistence, and how we didn't quite reach our goals in our subsistence, because due to the fact of rules and regulations and all that. And I want to inform the people that I might be wrong, but you know, Bob, he calls all the time. He's a real smart man. Maybe he can verify this for me. You know, I believe this from my heart. I wish the people would get educated on the word subsistence. Long, long time ago, when the state didn't have enough money to fund that program of growth and saving, preserving the animals and fish that their job is, at that time long ago, we called it subsistence, because our allocation, we didn't have to worry about our subsistence. We took all we wanted long ago. But I want the people to know that I believe it, and I might be wrong, but I believe it, that the federal government is responsible for all the fish that goes through the oceans and the tributaries and the animals that walk on our state of Alaska Earth. Even our own private property, they walk on them. They belong to the federal government. They, in return, have gave the job down, passed it down to whom we call today the state of Alaska. Because the state of Alaska has the resources and the funding, and all its people to accommodate this project, they have been allocated the job and given the job by the federal government to do their job, protect and preserve. And today, we call it harm, but the state of Alaska is just doing a good job. They're doing their job. Today, it's not called subsistence anymore. I want the people to know it's called allocation. We got to change our word subsistence now to allocation. We're having meetings and meetings and meetings all over the region for subsistence. There's no subsistence no more. The state gives us an allocation. When the times are bad, they allocate us to just a few. And they cut us off when we're hunting. While we're still hunting, they say it's time to quit. That's an allocation. We're told what to do and how to do it. We're making money. We're wasting money on the word subsistence today. We got to fight for more allocation from the federal government to tell the state of Alaska we need more. The state of Alaska is not listening because the federal government ain't telling them. Nobody's asking the federal government if we want more. They want subsistence. They're not going to get subsistence. The state has a job to do, and they're doing it well. I hope the people understand what I'm trying to say. I might be wrong, but Bob knows he's a real smart man. Yeah, I hope he's listening. Well, that's all I got. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Robert.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. We have Kurt. Kurt, welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was advised to call. I'm in Bethel, Alaska, and I come for a couple of special reasons. And I wanted to make an announcement for the whole beautiful Bethel, Alaska, that I'm here on business, and wanted to make an announcement that we are holding our first ever Eskimo doTERRA event. What that is we are introducing what is an essential oil and how to use it. It's going to be taking place next to KC Supply. We will be starting at 2:30 today, and also all day tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. We have fabulous prizes to give away. And we work directly with people that are experiencing pain, that are dealing with skin issues, and also stress. So this is a public announcement and an invite for people who are interested in health, beauty, and wellness all in one with doTERRA products, doTERRA essential products. We hope to see you guys there.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to make an announcement. Thank you very much.
Are you, you're demonstrating then? Somebody came and they said, hey, I, you know, a little pain or a little tension or whatnot. You might demonstrate a little bit?
We are in for that. We have plenty of items that we are going to do. The more the better, because what we're going to do is we're going to do some hands-on activities as far as demonstrating how fast these essential oils work. They're all natural and they're safe for everybody.
Mm.
As long as they're well, as long as they're educated, and how to use them, and they're effective. So, this is a public invite. It's happening next to KC Supply. I'm a former Bethel resident. I was here for 15 years. I'm back, and I'm introducing these all natural, safe solutions to our people.
Okay.
Do those oils keep your facial pores open, breathing?
Yep, that's where I that's where we specialize, the pain, skin, and stress, but there's so much more you can do with them.
Yeah, I use egg white and egg yolks and spread it all over my face, let it dry, and peel the egg white and yolk off my face, and it opens up all my pores on my face.
That is perfect. We live in a fast moving generation. Yeah. Everybody expects quick results. let me tell you one quick fact.
Okay, quick fact.
Our essential oils, they work at the minimum of 22 seconds. I am here to prove non-believers and turn them into believers as well. I love Bethel. I love coming back. I hope to see many of your lovely faces here.
Okay.
For calling.
Thank you. My lovely face is ready.
Thank you for calling,
Kurta.
All
right, you guys. All right, bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody left their radio on?
Yeah.
Now, there's the name Kurta on there, but I can't tell if Kurta is a caller or if Kurta...
That's the old one, I think.
Oh, I think we're not on the air. There's a Kurta... Oh, that's from the last call.
Yeah,
that's
the last call.
Former call. All right.
Yeah, that's good. You know, that that kind of thing can be done at farmer's market, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 It's a possible venue for people getting access to...
Yes.
...type of product.
I can't... Someone's mad at me. In the booth, but I can't hear. Mark is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Talk Line.
From Upper River.
Good morning. No, not from Upper River.
Oh, okay.
From closer to Nepakiat.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Mark.
Yeah, that Mark.
Yeah, that's Mark. Yeah. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, so people have talked about headlights the last few shows and turn them on, and I've got a headlight gripe, and I hope other people share it. And it's those doggone LED headlights that have been popular for a couple of years.
Oh, the lower level, the second row?
No. There are an awful lot of we'll just euphemistically call them vehicles for hire, and. Other people who can afford them for their own private vehicles. No, LED headlights are the white headlights. A normal headlight has kind of a yellowish color to it. And on high beams, it'll blind you.
Yeah.
These LED headlights, a lot of times I will flick my high beams saying, hey, turn your high beams down, and it turns out they're on their low beams. They're vicious. They're vicious. And I don't really see any reason why people need them here in Bethel, because you shouldn't be driving much over the speed limit. We don't have, you know, there's an issue in the interior in Fairbanks a couple of years ago about people with moose lights, which were like, you know, really super bright LED lights. So you know what really irritates me about LED lights? I was driving down the road one morning, taking the kids to school, and here comes somebody, not just with LED headlights, but they had an LED light bar on the grill of their vehicle, and they had it on.
I'm pretty sure that's not legal.
Well, wow. I don't know whether it is the cops have them for takedown lights now.
Yeah.
But anyways, LED headlights are something I will just disclose that I'm on the city council, and I kind of intend to bring that up as a topic of discussion at the city council.
Yeah, I did.
There are some vehicles we can regulate.
Yeah, I did some look into this in Anchorage, and the police said that they actually tried to enforce about those things, but the way the law is currently written, it is it requires, it still measures as white under how they measure it, so they actually couldn't do anything about them legally without the law being changed. Now, I don't think the statute, the state statute has been changed.
I'm sure, you know, if it comes up, we'll hear that. So
yeah,
I got a couple of questions for Steve before my 5 minutes are up.
Hey, okay, go ahead.
So, Steve, you may have heard that Peter Twitchell has kind of retired off to Anchorage. Are you still doing the truck stop?
Yep, and I hope we can get Geezer Rock on there, too.
Well, absolutely, because he did say, not speaking for him, but I did hear him say on the radio that he'd have no problem, you know, hanging around another radio station down there.
I got his number in Anchorage, and I'm going to connect him up with the NBA.
I'd love to hear him co-hosting the truck stop with you.
Oh, me too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be fun.
You know,
I'm ready.
And so, hey, did you ever finish hiking the Appalachian Trail? Somebody said you were hiking the Appalachian Trail.
No, I've only made it to the Maine border. I haven't hiked Maine. That's another 300, almost 300 miles.
Oh, my gosh.
I got the 100-mile wilderness to do yet.
Wow. I did the New Hampshire portion.
Oh, well, that's the toughest part of the whole trail.
It's grueling. It's very rough, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Steve, hey, we appreciate what you and Johanne are doing with the news department there. We got some very, very competent staff there, and
they are bright. Let me tell you,
part of the team, people would be impressed if they knew what some of the academic background a couple of them got there.
Thank you, Mark.
So, anyways, yeah, okay, thanks a lot.
Bye. Thank you, Mark.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, some bright people in the news department. Lucky. The radio station is lucky.
Yep, we are.
Why was it just turned out that when it was time to hire, that was the applicant pool was just fabulous.
Yeah. No, we have three really great reporters.
Yes.
Definitely. And now they've got a little gap to fill because Lisa Diemer has left and was relocated. She would have stayed here longer, but she's been relocated to Anchorage, so... we'll probably get more pressure on them to do more stories.
Boy, there's lots of stories out there. Yeah. It's part of what we were doing is trying to figure out the long-term planning for what issues we want to give intensive coverage to.
Yeah.
I think we all know some issues that really need to be dug into in Bethel.
True.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, okay, so our lines are open. And
the number is 543-5985 or 543-2756. It's Talk Line. And the 800 number is 1-800-995-8954. You can also email to radio@kyuk.org.
Mm-hmm. You can do everything anonymously.
Yeah. You don't necessarily have to use your real name.
Yes. So do we have? Is that an email that we have?
I don't think so.
Oh no, sorry. Okay. I'm not doing my communication very well here. Yeah.
So our time goes back tomorrow or Saturday?
Sunday.
Saturday at midnight or Sunday at 1 in the morning?
Oh, we really should have known this before we walked in here.
I think so. Because I wondered about it 2 weeks ago. I thought, are we going to turn our clocks back at some point? And it's this weekend.
I think it's a week from Sunday, but I'm not sure.
Wait a minute. I could be totally wrong. Maybe it's not this weekend.
I thought it was this weekend.
Oh, my. Okay. How come we don't
well,
know
Channel
that?
Well, Channel 2 KTUU says this weekend.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Okay. Then it is the first weekend in November, maybe? That's
I
how
think
it's done?
So.
I don't know. All right. We have Henry on the line. Good morning, Henry. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah. Well, connect to my cell phone. I am going to go to the search and rescue. November
Good morning, Henry Tikkun from Matmatlok. He was advising people to quit traveling now because it's just starting to freeze up. And if they're out there in a if they went to a boat with the boat and suddenly froze up at night, they'd be in trouble. And then search and rescue would have to go out and look for them. But he's trying to tell people to quit traveling now because winter's around the corner. It'll slam us maybe even this weekend. And everything will freeze up. And if they're out hunting in a boat or something, they won't be able to get back home.
Okay. Oh, I'm glad they put that. Because every freeze-up and break-up, someone has to make that last trip.
Oh, yeah.
Not a good idea. No. All right, so we have Yvonne on the phone. Welcome to Talkline, Yvonne. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. You know, this money they're making on alcohol sales and where they're selling them, at least they should give the people reflected badness. Oh, dear. Put in sleep off centers or the homeless, given to the people that need them, especially those pedestrians that walk on the road and really hard to see them at night in the conditions we're having. No snow in the city, could spend money on city lights and put more street lights up.
Okay. With the tax money from the alcohol sales, you mean?
Yeah, wherever they sell alcohol, and they at least do public service, give the people who are reflective and those that are going to get them get drunk at least anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Don.
Okay. We did talk earlier about the two grants, or the one grant that's to use 3% of the tax from the alcohol for community projects that to help mitigate, you know, ease up some of the impact.
Yeah, well, it might, you know, because when that tax starting today goes into effect, a man, a jug of whatever, is going to be very expensive. But that's all right. That might cut down on people who abuse.
So it went from 12%. Today it'll be 15% sales tax on alcohol sales. And you can imagine in 1 year, that alcohol store made almost $1 million in taxes.
Absolutely.
That's not its profit. That's taxes it's paying to the city. AC, getting that liquor license was a boon for them, that's for sure.
And now there's another license waiting to be awarded.
Right.
But
they also voted to increase the sales tax should marijuana ever be sold in town. It'll also be taxed at 15%. So there, we've covered that base too.
Yes.
So Ralph is on the line. Good morning, Ralph. You're on talk line.
Hello, Ralph.
Yeah, what's your radio man visitor's name?
Say that again. Who's?
What's his name? That radio man.
Oh, Steve Heimel.
Steve.
Is it?
Oh.
Steve Heimel and John Active are here with
Diane. Oh, yeah. That guy reminds me of Casey Kasem from All-American Band.
Oh, good.
Used to hear him and see him on television a long time ago.
Yeah, old school announcer.
Yeah, you're the man. reminded me of him.
Okay,
you guys have a good day.
Thank you.
Kale.
I think Casey Kasem was one of the first kind of radio personalities that I can remember. And, the guy who used to have a talk show, and it was on air on CNN.
You're talking Larry CBS? King?
Larry King. Larry yeah. King used to have yeah. a radio show a mm-hmm. long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Well, I used to listen to Gene Shepard and...
Oh, okay. Well, now I'm... okay.
The make-believe ballroom.
Oh, okay. No,
Arthur
no.
Godfrey.
No, no. Yeah. And what... Did you ever listen to Wolfman Jack? I remember Wolfman
Yeah, but he was on the West Coast. No,
yeah.
I was in the
well,
East.
That's when I lived in California.
So, yeah, I had a guy, the Hound... was that way. He was out of Buffalo, New York.
Uh-huh.
George Lorenz, the Hound. But they took him off in 1957 when the Top 40 came in, and he went to a little local station. I couldn't hear him anymore.
Oh.
Sure.
He was good. He played rhythm and blues, you know, more than just rock and roll, but also the rhythm and blues.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, we have Roy on the line. Good morning, Roy. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to thank Steve Heimel for being a part of the talk show today.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate his work in the past, and it's been on environmental issues and social issues. But anyway, I just want to ask him one question.
All right, Roy.
For us, people that are not versed in the area of research, would you kindly recommend how to do about researching through networks, since we got information explosion in these times? How to look out for factually based websites to do your work? I'll listen. Thank you, Steve. Bye.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
thank you, Roy, for that shout out there. And it's very difficult for everybody right now. And I think no matter where it comes from, you do have to consider the source. So it kind of depends on what I like science. And because I've been doing it for so many years, I know the scientists that I can ask direct questions to and even answer. And so I do that. And I know at this point, a lot of the scientists that I knew when I was younger have retired, and they actually have time to talk to me, and I also know many of their students. So that's in the area of science. I really like Real Climate as a source of information that's reliable, and I find that they also answer questions from anybody who responds.
Just say that again. It's a website called Real Climate.
Real Climate,
okay.
Yes.
So Roy can look that up.
Yeah, and they were the guys that were targeted by the ClimateGate supposed scandal. But in my experience, they're very good and very reliable, and they tell you what they don't know as well as what they know. So that's for that. Other than that, you know, I'm not real big on trusting anything I get out of the internet.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like to actually, you know, I go by who's the reporter and who's writing it and stuff like that. So the New York Times, I think it's always good to look at the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal on Saturdays, because those are stories that didn't make the Friday news cycle and are going to disappear by Monday. And sometimes that's the only time you'll see that information.
Oh, that's a good tip.
No, that's very good. And I guess that's all I can really throw in at this point.
Okay, well, thank you. Okay.
Love that question.
This day and age, though, that is a great question.
Man.
Thank you, Roy. Yeah. We have probably our last caller for the day is Dave. Welcome to Talk Line, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome aboard, Steve.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
November 11th is Veterans Day.
I was just thinking, you must be that Dave.
He is that Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk a little bit about bullying. And we got to put a stop to the bullying that's going on. Zero tolerance for bullying. A group of veterans will be celebrating big time that we got bullied and now have been exonerated from the bullying that came from the city of Bethel, from the acting city manager. It took us a long time to get exonerated. People have to start standing up, fighting for their rights, to kill the bullying that's going on. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Always good advice. Thank you, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think bullying is a matter of peers. Yeah. It's always a matter of peers. And if the people around it, you know, that see it going on and say, hey, you shouldn't be doing that, that really does a lot to discourage it.
Yeah. So I think we've got just a few minutes. That clock up there is a little bit fast, but I think you have a flight, though, that you probably have to get ready for, right?
Oh,
are you
yes,
on that afternoon
absolutely.
Jet?
And lunch before you leave.
And a quick lunch.
So, yeah, it's time for me to move on.
Okay, but okay. Steve, thank you so much for sitting in. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it. It's really great to meet you.
I love this kind of radio. I'm so happy to always get a chance
now,
to
now, before
do
you go, I have to get myself a little selfie with Steve Hyman.
Yeah?
Oh, wait a minute.
You're looking the other way. Whoa, bad light.
They're there while selfie is going on, but we're glad everybody called in.
Thank you so much.
Very interesting things to
thank you.
Pass on to us.
Yeah.
Stephen, thank you, Steve, for being here.
Yeah.
Very happy.
Happy travels back home.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you really love that trip crossing the equator. That seems really like a lot of fun and exciting. Okay, everyone. Well, I think that wraps up our edition of
Talk Line.
If you came into it late, you can hear it tonight. It'll be replayed from 7 to 8:30. There's also the KYUK Talk Line Facebook page, and I will have some of the numbers that people gave when they called in. I'll have those numbers up on the KYUK Talk Line Facebook page. I'll also have a link for today's show. And John, thank you so much.
And thank you for having me, and I'm glad you were here, and Steve, I'm glad Steve was here.
Yeah,
and
that was
thank
really
you everybody
neat.
For calling in with their concerns and comments. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
And that's all I have.
That's all I have, so I think they're going to go to...
The music.
Express yourself.